The National Astronomy Meeting is primarily a conference for the UK's professional astronomers. But it also encompasses the work of amateur astronomers too, and each year a few of the country's most dedicated amateur observers come along. Tom Bowles, who lives in Darkes, Suffolk, has the remarkable distinction of having personally discovered more supernovae than any other individual in history. He's also one of the British Astronomical Association's vice presidents.
Well, the aims of the BAA is really to promote serious observing amongst amateur astronomers, both within this country and internationally. It's really quite a large organisation worldwide now.
How many amateur observers are there in the UK?
Well, there are 3,000 of them are part of the BAA, but I would imagine that amateur observers has probably run into the tens of thousands if you take everybody who observes, whether it's seriously or just for fun.
And when you say serious observing, some of the most serious observers can actually contribute scientifically useful observations.
Oh, very much so. I mean, some of the historic observations that go back over the last two or three centuries have all come from amateurs. I mean, when I define a serious observer, I really mean somebody who just writes down what he sees and records it and hopefully passes it on to somebody else so it can be recorded for history.
Now, we're also joined by Paul Sutherland here from the Society for Popular Astronomy. Paul, what's the aims of the SPA?
Well, the SPA has been around for 60 years. We're celebrating our Diamond Jubilee this year. We were set up by amateurs, including Patrick Moore, who felt that there was a need for a society to help young people or people at a popular level to get into astronomy. And we've been basically doing that for 60 years, training people up.
And I guess that really helped engage a much wider audience into astronomy.
Well, we hope so. We hope to show that astronomy is fun. You know, you don't have to be very serious about it. You can just observe with the naked eye alone, for example. Plenty to see, plenty to do.
Tom, I guess your work really demonstrates that serious observing can contribute a vast amount to science because you've discovered more supernovae than any other person in history.
I don't know if that should be a scientific challenge or not. I think some of it's down to sort of sheer stubbornness and sort of just keeping repeating doing the same thing all the time. Yes, I've discovered 152 supernovae to date, and I hope that some of those have been used to somebody at some time. I know it's certainly generated a lot of papers. A couple of them I've co-authored myself. But yeah, they have been used to perhaps calibrate bigger surveys and more important work further along the field. So I hope I've made a contribution.
How do you go about hunting for supernovae?
Well, you just keep looking. You just take hundreds and thousands of pictures and you compare those with archived images that you have on your hard drive or your computer, and you just do over and over and over again. Yeah, it sounds boring, but it isn't, because obviously, you know, every galaxy is different and the shape of every galaxy is unique. And when you see the same old friends coming around year after year after year, it does stimulate you. And that's partly where the motivation comes from. If it was only discoveries that motivated you, you'd give up very, very quickly. You'd just get bored. I guess it takes me roughly 4,000 images for every discovery I make. So that works about 120 hours work at the computer with the telescopes to get one discovery. So consider the number of clear nights we get in the UK. That wouldn't last very long.
So are you working down a list of nearby galaxies which are close enough that a supernova in those galaxies would be bright enough for you to see?
Yes, that's basically the idea. Although I don't differentiate between, say, type 1 and type 2s. Type 1As I can see a bit further away than the type 2s because they're optically brighter. But I just, at the end of the day, I just go out for as far as I hope to see supernova and galaxies. And at the moment, I've got just over 12,000 galaxies on my list. So over the period of 12 months, I get round the whole sky and I just keep imaging the same galaxies over and over again until, you know, I get a result.
And I guess you have turned this into quite an industry. Is it 3 telescopes you've got?
I've got 3 telescopes, yeah. And I run sort of typically 60-second integrations using rather sophisticated CCDs. I use back-illuminated cool CCDs now. So I've got sort of research-grade cameras. And I get about 135 images an hour. So which, if you start building those up over the winter months, that leaves you with several thousand images to check over a night. So actually taking the images is the easy bit. Checking them and illuminating them for supernova suspects is the hard bit.
I'd imagine that must drive you insane, looking at these thousands of images trying to find supernova candidates.
Well, that's the fun bit, isn't it? I mean, there's no point taking the image if you don't look at them. And you sort of, I'll tell you what's really funny. I've been doing it now for 15, 16 years, and I can actually spot proper motions in some of the images, you know, between the archive images I've got and the fresh images I've taken in any night. You know, if you look at it, and the unsuspecting eye might think you've discovered an asteroid in there, but it's actually a star that's jumped across there about half an hour minute. And it's quite motivating to see how the sky changes over a very long period as well.
So these galaxies really are becoming old friends for you. But I gather you've had a few difficulties in the last few years. Your observatory was struck by lightning a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes, that was 5 or 6 years ago. When it happened during the day, nothing was switched on. All the telescopes were disconnected, the PCs were disconnected, but everything came up over the communication earth lines and just did thousands of pounds worth of damage. And that put me down for about 6 months, but I've recovered from that now. It's going well now.
Your plan to keep up this work, or is the competition from surveys like Pan-STARR starting to become too much?
Well, it's not so much Pan-STARR, but, you know, they've put this big CCD camera on the Schmidt telescope, the 40-inch Schmidt, and that is really cleaning up the skies quite well. So, yeah, the big surveys are becoming a big challenge. I've still got the edge, I think, because I'm perhaps a little bit more flexible than them, and I can move around the sky a lot easier. How long that'll last for, I don't know, but I'll keep doing it until the results dry up. But it's getting tougher.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Tom is a remarkable example of an amateur doing amazing things, which not long ago were really in the professional domain. It's partly because there's fantastic equipment now available to amateurs at more reasonable prices, but most of all, it's down to his dedication. Not everybody can be a Tom Bowles, but young people joining the SPA, for example, they can use less equipment or even just their eyes. We can help to teach them some of the techniques that they can go on and discover supernovae for themselves eventually if they want to.
I guess it is quite incredible that the equipment available to amateurs can't be more than about 10, 20 years behind what professionals have access to.
This is absolutely true. If you look at some modern imaging of galaxies or planet Jupiter, for example, using CCD cameras and software techniques for working on those images, they rival or they're better than images taken by professional observatories just 30 or 40 years ago. It is quite remarkable. It's been a revolution in amateur astronomy.
And if people are keen to get involved, where can they find out more?
Well, the easiest way is if you go to the SPA website, which is at popastro.com, and you can find, it's a busy website, there's a nice forum there that people can join in with, and you'll learn all about how to join and what we do. For example, we provide 6 magazines a year and newsletters and things, and a lot to do, a lot of fun.
And Tom, if there are amateurs who are wanting to do serious scientific observation, where can they find out about the BAA?
Similarly, on the BAA website, it's britastro.org. And they go on there, they'll find the names of the sections, the different observing sections, and a list of the meetings that we hold. And why not just pop along to one of the meetings and introduce yourself? We'd be pleased to see you there.
That was world record-holding supernova hunter Tom Bowles from the British Astronomical Association. And we were also joined by Paul Sutherland from the Society for Popular Astronomy. Tom isn't the only BAA member here at NAM this week.